Oh, yeah. It's a Friday in the summer in New York City. What a great feeling it is. The Mets getting set to play three games against the Houston Astros, a rare visit. The Yankees getting set to continue their series against the Toronto Blue Jays. Should be a fun summer weekend here in the greatest city of them all. But it is a little after 5 o'clock. You know what that time
is? Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. And by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today.
Yeah.
As excited as I have been for a Cinco de Fivo in a long time.
Really? Why?
I got real creative here, and Evan Roberts is going to also need to answer these, each and every one of them, confidently. I am going to give you, in my opinion, the five best New York-centric debates of all time.
Wow. Okay.
Off of the debate.
Yeah. No, I know there was... Which is not an all-time
right.
great debate.
Of course. All right?
Yes.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Let's debate. Better pet, cat or dog?
Dog.
Dog.
Oh, that's the list.
Dog.
I thought it was going to be like...
No, we're Mike not going presidents.
No, I thought you were going to be like, Mike and Chris over Yankee Stadium bathrooms. Loogie versus Sean about dogs. I didn't know it was that. Okay, now I get it.
Yep.
I can't pick between the two of those.
No, dog. You dog. Had both. You Definitely absolutely have dog. To. Dog, I'm with you,
Definitely.
Dog.
Dog!
Cat doesn't care about you.
Yeah.
You could leave a cat for a week.
No, that's BS. First of all, cat does care about you. Maybe you got the wrong cats. Cats are roommates. Dogs are children. That's the difference. And I had a cat. I loved Freedom. I loved her. I had Sushi. I love Sushi. I have Dudley right now. Love Dudley. Had Nino. Love Nino. Ginger, whatever. I can't pick between the two.
Look, I will love Zipper and Velcro forever as cats.
All right, hold on a second.
Dog.
I'm going to ask my son. Jet. Okay, he has to mute. He's listening to something else. Jet, do you prefer dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Dog. You went with dogs.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
There we go.
Debate. Number four.
Who will have more people at a parade, Jets or Knicks?
You know, someone asked me this the other day, and the answer is probably going to be the Knicks because of the time of year. I think it's very close because I think that a team that's desperate for a championship will get a monster turnout. But I'm going to go with Knicks based on the summer. The months are just warmer. Yeah. People want to party.
Yeah. Well, they could not. They also could be away. I'm going to say Knicks, too. I think it's Knicks.
I still go Jets, the idea of football in this town.
Okay. Mm. No, I think there are more.
Been longer, obviously.
Yeah, but not by much. I think that there are clearly more football fans than basketball fans. Now, that has changed over the years. Maybe that'll change back. But I think it's, to me, what puts me over the top is, imagine today there's a parade. Now imagine February and it's 25 degrees. Yeah. There's a parade. A
lot of Giant fans with those parades.
But everybody's around.
Yeah, that's true.
Huh?
You're not away. Good point. All right, here we
Number
go.
Number three.
Hamburger or hot dog?
Hot dog, not even close.
Dog! Wow, Loogie thought pre-show you'd definitely go burger.
Nah, he's wrong. He doesn't know. I love Loogie. He makes judgments about me, and sometimes I laugh, and I'm like, he does not know me as
at all. By the way, cooked burger.
Doesn't matter. Hot dog either way.
Okay.
And I know Sean, and when I say things, it goes in one ear and out the other. I did not say that. I said you would say hot dog.
Then Loogie knows me in this case very well.
I'm going to go hamburger.
Really?
Yeah. Because you think about a hot dog, every hot dog you've had tastes essentially the same.
Dog!
Whereas you can get some burgers that are just banging.
Yes, but there's a bust factor.
Yeah, the worst 100%. Burger is worse than the worst hot dog.
Yes.
You can't screw up a hot dog.
But you can. It's also hard to make it special.
Oh, I
can. Okay.
You leave some congealed taco dip out. I'll tell you what, I'm special. Here we go.
Number two.
Can only live with one of these the rest of your life in New York. Bagel or pizza?
Pizza.
Pizza, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Bagel for me.
I love bagels, but I close my eyes and I think to myself, how many nights I just eat, just scarf down a pizza like it's nobody's business.
But I have other alternatives. There's not really a shift from a bagel.
I don't think I was hungry in the SNY suite, game one of the Subway Series. That pizza came out and I was breaking stuff.
Okay. Yeah, you were. That was when you almost lit on fire.
Delicious.
All right.
Number one.
All right, the best New York debates of all time. Number one, Evan, we definitely need an answer from you. Better talk show host, Mike or the Mad Dog?
Peacock?
I'd say Mike. And I tell you the reason.
Wow, okay.
Mike didn't get up and leave. So I think it's pretty simple. Mike remained loyal and stayed here for the long haul and then performed. At a very
what dog?
I mean, I'm sorry. I love Dog. They're both legends. They were great together, but you're asking me to pick. I mean, one had balls. The other one took the money and ran.
Mm. Quite frankly. I'd like to.
Yeah.
Strike me down!
Mainly because I didn't listen to Bad Dog when he left.
You know, it's funny. I listened to both of them solo, and there were days where I would wake up and say, I need Doggy in my life.
Yeah.
And then there were days where I'm like, you know what? I want Mike. I'd probably say there were more days I wanted solo Doggy. But honestly, if you're asking me better, I mean, one guy left and one guy stayed. I mean, I'm a loyal guy. I think we're all loyal guys. Yep. So I'm going with Mike. And Tiki's going with Mike. And you had your wars with Mike.
Plenty of them.
Yeah.
And then there was an added one, better partner.
What's your answer?
Craig Carton or Joe Beningo?
Joe Beningo. I love Craig, but come on. Wow. Again, loyalty. Wow. I was with Joe for 13
whoa,
years.
Oh, that's getting back to Jersey. What did you say?
I love Craig, but it's loyalty. And by the way, if you ask Craig, Boomer or Evan, he's going to say Boomer. We had more time with those other partners. Mm. And I would not be offended by that if he answered that question.
All right. And what would you say? My answer to what?
Mike or Chris?
I was always more Chris.
That's fine. There's no wrong answer. How about you, Loogie, future of WFAN?
I don't know. People think I ripped Dog off, but I'm going to go Mike.
Okay.
Although I think I like Dog more now than I do Mike.
Why? Because Mike's doing a podcast doing and Dog's on
no, his. I think Dog on TV is awesome. I think that stuff he does is great.
You don't have to couch it. It's just who's better talk show host. That's all he was asking. All right, who's better Mike. To work with, Sean? Damon Amendola or us?
I mean, it's clearly DA.
Really? You bothered by that, Tiki?
No.
Loyalty.
Loyalty? He left? Oh, that's it. You left first,
it's
actually.
Just funny.
I'm kidding. Jeez, I love everybody.
I love every. No, it's not. Your answer's DA, and your answer's DA for the same reason I would say
he
Joe.
Gave you your start.
He was also, there's just you.
Right? Yeah. No, for sure.
The longer period of time, is, unless you didn't like somebody. Like, there are people you work with that you don't like, and that's fine. I genuinely loved working with Beningo, and I genuinely loved working with Craig. People may think that's nuts, but it's true. I did. I had a great time. So when you have two people that you loved working with, to me, one was 13 years, the other one was 2 years. And kind of like what I said about Dog.
That was only two years with Craig?
Yeah. Yeah. And you want to know why? Kind of like Dog got up and left. So for me, if I'm going to rip Dog.
That's actually an easy one, dude, when you put it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know why it felt like it was longer than 2 years.
Me and Craig? It was 2.5 years.
But either way, it felt so much longer for some reason.
I know.
You should have sat in my chair. It felt like 30 years.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that guy was actually way more uncomfortable than Biden and Trump.
Hold on, stick. What was uncomfortable about that?
My guy made a joke. He took it seriously.
What was your joke?
I don't even know anymore. Let's just go on.
Oh, no, you didn't make a joke. You picked DA over us, and that's fine. No one's offended by that.
Can I pick everybody?
Like, watch this. Watch how not offended I'd be. BT or me?
I worked with BT for a decade
plus. Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that.
Huh. All right. Easy. Jet or Spence?
Shut the F up. It's Chad. Relax, Chad Moore. You got my two boys, and you're pinning them against each other.
All I know is Spence has never been here. Jet's been here a few times.
Because he's three.
That's okay.
Now, he just got toilet trained, so now the door is open. Like, if you're not toilet trained.
Simultaneously closed.
Right.
If you're not toilet trained, you ain't coming to WFAN.
Right.
Because you imagine Uncle Loogie? Uncle Loogie, poo-poo diaper. Right? Now, Spence just got toilet trained. And so I would venture to you, Spence will be here next year at this time.
All right, I'm pumped.
How old were you, Jeff? Well, he doesn't know. He's also locked in on something.
Nor is he listening.
Nah, he's out. All right, stay right here. What? Oh, you're listening?
Yeah.
How old were you? No, watch this. Turn that mic on. Ask him a question. Right, I can't turn the mic on. Come over here. Who did you like Dada working with more? Who do you like better as a partner for Dada? Craig Carton, Craig, or Joe Beningo?
Wait, do you know this?
Do I know this?
Yeah.
Well, it's up to you. You can decide as my man.
It's your choice.
Did you like me working with Craig or Joe better?
Probably Craig.
Probably Craig.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
It's fine.
That's because the house got bigger after working with Craig.
What do you think of Tiki so far? Do you like Tiki?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to pass both of them, right?
He's different.
I don't know.
All right. Thank you, Jet. He's different. All right. Thank you, man.
He's a black guy.
You're funny.
I like ethnicity.
All right. do I transition? Two football things. Number one, I want to get this out of the way. It's a personal announcement. We don't have to spend that much time on it. I have made a decision. Starting in 2024, Evan Roberts is now a season ticket holder for the New York Jets.
Wow.
Now, I've made that decision with my wife's approval. There's one decision I haven't made.
Are you going to go to all the games?
Do I go to every Met game?
No, but it's only eight.
I will not go to every game. I can't. Sundays, football Sundays, I still prefer to be at home.
Right.
So this is really a lot of primetime games.
Oh, there's a ton of primetime
games. And there's a ton of
the Jets this year.
And also the playoffs, God forbid they host the playoff game, which hasn't happened since 2002. But I now have to make a decision on the seats. And I got two options.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do here. Option number one
will help.
Is first row. Upper tank. I'm an upper tank kind of guy. Mm-hmm. To do that everywhere. First row, about the 10-yard line. Or second row, 50. So, better view, but second row. And you know I hate people standing up.
This is multiple tickets, so it's, you're going to have two tickets.
Yeah, yeah. I may take you. I may take Sean. I'm definitely not taking Sean. I may take you to a game. Tiki may be in the upper tank for a Jet-Patriot game. It's going to be great.
Prime time, I could do that.
No, I'm not kidding.
All right. On a Monday night?
I know Sundays are
You'll
out.
Find your way to a martini on that lower level.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You're going to ditch me?
No. I'll bring you with me.
What's the point of the seasons?
Getting the door?
That's true. So do I go 50-yard line second row, or do I go... Same price, by the way.
My gut is first row. But 50-yard line, like all 22 shot, is like spectacular.
The 10-yard line is almost like all 22. It's just not quite because you're...
Yeah, the angle gets a little bit odd sometimes.
Yeah.
And you sometimes can't... I'm going to say first row simply because of obstruction.
Okay. Sean?
I go first row, 10-yard line. If you were in one of those moods where you don't want to stand up on every third, then you never have to worry about somebody in front of you. Also, you're high enough up in that spot where you're also close to the red zone and watching those plays develop, whatever ones are down there. I think that's actually a cool view to have.
I agree with you.
Except if it's in the other red zone.
But you're still high enough up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got to make a decision the next few days. I don't know. But either way, to the New York Jets, we're family now. Now when I rip you, I get to say I'm a customer. That's my favorite part.
And you know what the best part is?
What?
What goes hand in hand with being a season ticket holder? Knowing how to grill a tailgate. So now you can finally learn how to grill. Abuelo ain't going to be with you.
Yeah, here's the problem with my grilling at tailgates. I think I'm going to go to other people's tailgates.
That's smart.
Because the games I'm mostly going to go to are primetime games after our radio show. And so I'm getting there at like 7:30 at night. I'm going right into the building. I'm going right into that dump.
Okay.
It's my dump now. I feel pretty powerful as a season ticket holder. I'm excited. Pumped up.
So is that it? So you have no other teams to buy season tickets?
Islanders, so. But I'm a, you know, the Islanders and the Nets are tough to kind of put together. Right. I'm more of a Net fan than I am an Islander.
The same season. It's just, it gets tough.
Too complicated, right. Yeah.
And Mr. Ledecky will have Evan anytime he wants.
That is very, very true.
Give you another jersey.
Yeah. Real quick before we get to the Giants stuff, someone wants to give me advice now that I'm a season ticket holder, and I'm very much open to advice because now I feel like I'm a season ticket whore. I mean, I got the Mets, I got the Nets, I got the Knicks, and now I'm with the Jets, and just give it a couple of years. Maybe if you get a real quarterback, Tiki, I'll be a Giants season ticket holder. Then I'll really have some fun.
You will.
I'm a customer.
More touchdown runs this year, Aaron Rodgers or Daniel Jones?
More touchdown runs?
Runs.
You want to make quarterback jokes?
I mean, Jones is going to get hurt, and I hate to say that. No,
Rodgers, pillar of health right now.
It's a good point.
But I don't see, unless Aaron Rodgers is getting QB sneaks,
I don't
see how he's running in touchdowns.
No, I agree. It's probably Daniel Jones.
It was my quick way to defend Daniel Jones, and Evan had to go to the
right. Well, ask me a question.
To think about it.
I was trying to give you an answer.
It made me think about it, and I gave you the answer. Daniel Jones.
Brandon is calling from Connecticut. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, Brandon?
So listen, at some point, you are going to want to take your kids to these games. And a little piece of advice. My dad had season tickets back when they were at Shea Stadium.
Yeah.
I was born and moved over to the Meadowlands. We were in the upper deck. We were in the middle, like bottles being broken over people's heads. My dad calls them, says, hey, got these tickets for my son. But unfortunately, and it's terrible now, he goes, my son was born, you know, kind of height disadvantaged. He's a little person. And, you know, dreamed of taking him to these games. Is there anything you can do? The Jets got back to him in a couple of days, gave us first row seats on the second level. And little did they know at the time, I'm 6'6". So kind of blew up in my dad's face. Kind of blew up in my dad's face.
Because you were a kid. He was just saying you're short. That's funny.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, you're going to want to take your kids to the game, get those first row seats for them.
Yeah, no, I listen, man. I
think that's right.
I'm a first row guy. I mean, where I sit in Brooklyn, very high up first row. Where I sit at Citi Field, average, but first row. I'm always like that because...
What about the Knicks?
It's sort of first row. So it's the bar stools.
Oh, yeah.
So no one really can be in front of you.
So it is first row.
Yeah, like virtually.
Right.
So I'm definitely with you on first row, but then there comes a point of, is 50-yard line just better than 10-yard line? Like, you almost have to measure the difference.
50-yard line is great to say. I'm 50-yard line.
You don't think there's that big of a difference with 10-yard line? At that height, because it is
height,
high
there is it.
Because you're going to say your 50-yard line, and then when the response goes, oh, what section? And when you go three, whatever, they're going, oh.
I don't care about your 50-yard line season ticket.
Right.
It's
not impressive when you're in the 300s.
You know, and I get that, and I respect that. I've always felt this way when I've gone to football games. I love to be high up. Like, I just think it's a better view. I remember sitting 50-yard line with Beningo at Jets Chargers in the playoffs. The game they won, not the one in 2004, the Nate Kading game, but the game that they won in 2009, where Sean Green was running over everybody, right? Antonio Cromartie, actually, is who he ran over. We sat 50-yard line, lower level. I didn't think it was a great seat.
Yeah.
I think you need height when you watch football. I think where you are in the press box, Tiki, which is high up,
right,
is the best seat to watch a game. So even though they
depends
charge...
on the stadium.
Really?
Because, like, Dallas has sunken in. They're lower level. You're, like, overlooking the bench. Like, there's a couple stadiums.
Okay. Even still, I can't imagine it. I think you need to be high up. Oh, I sat at the last ever game at Giants Stadium. Jets Bengals, Sunday Night Football, win and they're in playoff game with my buddy Chad, the same guy I ditched at the Luis Castillo game. I'm not exaggerating. We were in the last row at the top of Giants Stadium, 50-yard line, last row. And I remember looking at him saying, Chad, I think this is the best seat in the house. And he's like, I agree with you. And the Wildcat that they ran, like, it was, you see everything
develop.
Well,
that stadium was different because it was kind of overhang. The upper deck was overhang, so it wasn't, you didn't feel like you were a mile away from the field.
And in MetLife, it does?
It you just feel far away.
It's double the size of Giant Stadium, the way they pushed it back.
Double the size? It's not double the size.
No, it is
like
double the
like
size.
Like the area, not the number of seats.
The way, because of how far
so
they push everything back.
So you're that further back when you're in the early rows of the 300s?
But that would tell you that it's a bad view. It's not a bad view. You still have a good old 22, but the way Giants team is built, like he's saying, on top of each other.
Now, let me get to the Giants real quick. You read Jordan Ronan's article on ESPN?
Oh, yeah.
Can you summarize to the football fans out there what you learn from that little piece?
What I learned from that is Mike Kafka does not seem like a happy camper that he was not allowed to leave and that he's going to sit there and eat it with a fake assistant coach title while Brian Daboll clearly calls all the plays.
Assistant head coach.
Mm. And it feels like a lot of the problems that were the New York Giants are being pinned on Mike Kafka and his play calling. And ultimately, Brian Daboll knew that Joe Shane was listening to headsets at times.
Yeah, it also feels and sounds like the Wilkins brothers were leaking stuff to people.
Those were the guys that Daboll fired that caused Don Wink Martindale to go nuts and then eventually leave the New York Football Giants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're right about the Kafka stuff. He's not going to be calling plays. Brian Daboll is. And so Mike Kafka almost got like this weird
demotion promotion
in that he's demoted because he's not calling plays, but he's been promoted because he's the assistant head coach. The other thing was you talked about Joe Shane being on the headset. So we learned that at the end of the year that Joe Shane would listen in on things. Great reporting by Jordan Ronan, by the way. Wink Martindale would have code words to let other defensive coaches know, hey, we're being spied on. Here's what I thought was really interesting. That when Daboll knew Shane was listening, he started to act differently. Huh. Which is the way...
Yeah, but did he? Or is that just someone saying that he did?
Well, look, that's all reporting, right? I mean, it's what people are claiming. It's sources, yeah.
And so, do we really know that? Like, was... Unless Jordan was actually listening in on those calls, how do we know? It's just someone saying that. And clearly there were vendettas or agendas. I won't say vendettas. There were agendas against Dabes last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you felt it. You could see it in an odd way when you rethink about the stuff that was going on. And I think Dabes was very sensitive to it. Very. And it pissed. I think he knew about it for a long time. In fact, I know he knew about it for a long time.
About what specifically?
About people leaking and saying stuff about him.
Okay.
And so he was frustrated by it. And when he got, and like when it's reported and someone calls him a clown, oh, Dave's a clown. Like, he reacted to it because he knew that there were leaks inside of his coaching staff,
which is a bad thing to have happen. And I agree, you gotta plug those leaks.
So the hard thing for a coach is that when you're struggling as a team, and by the way, the struggles were because Daniel Jones is hurt, Saquon's hurt, Andrew Thomas is hurt. The line was horrendous. They were bad for not just coaching reasons. And then you get people talking about you behind your back. If you got a problem, say it to your face.
I agree.
And Dave's is that kind of guy.
I completely.
If you have a problem with him, say it to his face. He may not agree with you. He may scream and yell at you. But don't go behind someone's back and leak it to some media and be like, hey, Dave's, this is what's really going on with Dave. He's a jerk. And he yells at us a lot.
So here's the thing. I agree with you on that. When things are leaked, they also could be true. Even if we don't like. So here's my question about this. Because, again.
But I'm just saying, Dave's was quieter when he knew Joe Shane was listening. Like, that's so, like, specific. It feels insulting.
But do you think it was true?
I have no idea. It's ignorant for me to speculate on that. And so, unless you know for a fact, how do you know that?
So, I'm going to...
Think about what you're saying.
I'm not going to...
He's tamer on the sideline?
Well,
like, what does that even mean?
Well, I'm not going to speculate. I'm going to ask you a question because coaches change from year to year sometimes. Maybe you learn from failures.
It's not even learning. It's just the frustration of non-success and how it manifests itself for the Giants team last year. And more importantly, for his coaching staff.
Right.
Right? There was a lot of turnover, I think, for a reason. And so do I think Brian Daboll is afraid of Joe Shane? No. I think they're very tight. They're close friends. I know their families are close. They live close together. Right? They've been simpatico since they came here. Would he be scared of Joe Shane listening to him? I doubt it.
No, I don't think he'd be scared. I think
why would he? He's quiet. Like, think about that then. Why was he quiet? Why is it important to say, well, he was quieter when Shane was listening? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Sometimes you act differently when people are around, even if you're comfortable with them.
Yeah,
Do you think I acted differently today because Jet's around?
No.
Really? No. I use the F word a lot less.
Fat?
No, all fair, obviously.
Oh, he's not even listening to you.
Do you think? No, right now he's locked in.
Right.
Do you think that Brian Daboll is changing in year three as a head coach? That the aggressive, assuming he was.
He lost some LBs.
He did lose a lot of LBs, which is a little concerning, but great for his health.
Right.
But is he going to, because it actually makes sense to change as a coach. Like, you learn and you make changes on how you act. Yeah.
You evolve the circumstance.
So I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing if he changes.
But let's remember one thing about changing and not changing. The Giants were the prototypical NFL team that if they're going to quit on their coach, should have last year.
Mm-hmm.
And instead didn't and fought their way out with the players. So while I read all of that, maybe the coaching staff, and he needs to work on that, those kind of relationships, I think it's impossible to think that the players don't like Brian Daboll and like playing for him.
No, I never said that. It's more the yelling and screaming. And the reason I do believe it, even though you're right about the leaking, is because John Marrow is the one who said maybe he needs to tone it down a little bit. So if the owner is saying that, obviously he's got reason to believe that was the case. I think when he says that, isn't that like an implication that you should tone it down a little bit?
Well, hold on. I don't think. I know that John Marrow would not comment on something that's happening behind the scenes.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So
yes and no.
So if he's talking about Dave's toning it down, he's probably talking about Dave's on the sideline. Look, picking up a tablet, throwing it at Shea Tierney on the sideline, or screaming at a Wink on the sideline, or being demonstrative of because something went wrong against talking to a referee. I promise you, John Mara is not talking about what happens behind the scenes at the Giants. I promise you that.
So the tone it down is more.
Has nothing to do with what this report is alluding to.
And if you're a head coach or you're a fan or whatever, a team, and your team just gives up 500 yards of offense basically in three quarters to a rival.
Right.
Don't you want your head coach to be a little annoyed at everybody involved and showing that kind of frustration? Right. I do. So, right. I mean, that's where a lot of this came from, was that Cowboy game. So the idea that was like, oh, he showed up Wink or the Wilkins brothers, and that's where a lot of the bad blood happened,
I think is
ridiculous.
This is actually really similar to the discussion we had a few hours ago about the Mets and the locker room. And you can rewind to about 3:30 on the Odyssey app.
Right.
And that is, when you're winning, everything becomes great. And when you're losing, oh, it's a bad locker room, or this is happening. So the odds are when the Giants were winning a year earlier, Brian Daboll was likely the same guy, and it was great, and it was working, and it's fantastic. Now you're losing, tempers flare, and it's like, that's why they stunk. He yells too much. Meanwhile, he's probably yelling in the first year.
Right. He definitely was.
So that's usually what happens. Winning is the key to all of this.
Cures all ills.
Yeah.
Where's Wink Martindale again? Did he go
Michigan.
Somewhere? He went to Michigan.
I forgot who the new head coach is, but he's at Michigan.
All right.
It's the guy who was there before.
The assistant that started crying when they won.
I'm forgetting his name.
Sherrod,
yes. Yeah.
There you go. When we come back, we'll get back to your phone calls. Plus, get you set for this big weekend. The Mets against the Astros, the Yankees against the Blue Jays. And we'll hear from you, 888-808-1019. Remember that time the Knicks sued the Toronto Raptors? They were pissed off because they thought that the Raptors had, like, stolen some of the Knicks. What was the whole thing again? I think they hired somebody that was on the Knicks staff and thought they took some information with them. So Dolan and the Knicks decided to sue the Raptors. So it's basically been thrown out. The judge announced that this should be determined by the NBA Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge, who I am not a fan of now, writes in her statement, the Knicks' suggestion that a reasonable team would not see the dispute, the present dispute, as connected in some way to the NBA Constitution is an airball. I hate that. Mm. Why do you have to use a sports analogy? Airball.
Right.
I mean, just say the Knicks don't have a case. It's up to Adam Silver.
They're being cute.
It's not trying to cute. Be. It's obnoxious.
All right. It's annoying.
It's an airball. Ha 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 ha. The Yankees take on the Blue Jays tonight, trying to snap the losing streak. It's currently at 4 games. They lost the finale to Atlanta, the 2 to the Mets, and obviously last night to Toronto. Marcus Stroman on the mound. I think Stroman will pitch well. He's back in Toronto. Mm-hmm. He's had a very solid first half of the year. So I do think that he will at least stop the bleeding in terms of horrible starting pitching performances, because they've gotten 3 of them in a row, like non-competitive starts from Gerrit Cole, Luis Cil, and obviously last night with Carlos Rodon. So I don't know about you. I would feel good that Stroman gives him a solid performance.
Yeah, I mean, he's always been mostly steady, and especially this year. I think everybody's struggling with this Yankees rotation right now. And so it's not necessarily about being perfect. And I think sometimes you try to do that when you're struggling.
Especially when your offense isn't scoring. Right,
how can I be the savior? I have to be perfect. And it's the worst thing you can do, because then you start making mistakes and you get down on yourself, or you get frustrated with yourself because you're not perfect. So it's a mental game. And I think right now the Yankees are in the throes of a very difficult mental grind. And they have to make it fun. I mean, we joked earlier about picking the lineup out of a hat for the lineup, and it's fun and it's funny. They're not going to do that, but I don't know how you get, like, the struggles of this rotation off of the minds of the rotation, because they're all thinking it. You know, they all.
I think sometimes, right? Losing streaks become mental.
Well, it becomes, I got to be the one to break the streak.
Well, you know,
I got to be the one that's going getting a deep run. I got to be the one, and if you put too much pressure on yourself, it sometimes works against you.
I think there's one thing that the Yankees need to try to do to spark them out of this losing streak, and I think it's Jamai Jones has to write a song.
Stop.
I think it's as simple as that. DJ Jamai.
No.
I think if Jamai Jones writes a song, and it could be somehow as catchy,
right,
as OMG.
Oh, my God.
They need to score runs in the first inning, period.
But you know what'll help them score runs?
A song.
Oh my god. Yeah, this is annoying. You got a different tank to Oh My God. Meanwhile, the OMG Mets are taking on the Astros tonight. The Houston Astros have won 7 in a row, if I'm not mistaken, to get to 500 and be right in the middle of things in the American League West. So big night for the Metsies. David Stearns met the media. We'll take a listen to what he had to say coming up in just a couple of minutes. But let's get back to your calls with Greg in Queens. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, good. Thank you, guys. Great show. Listen, that Cinco de 5-0, I haven't stopped laughing since. I'll get to the reason I called in a second. But that was hilarious, especially getting to hear Evan say, sometimes I want solo doggy. And just picturing that, I haven't stopped laughing since.
I don't remember, okay. I don't remember saying that, but okay.
Clip that. Yeah, you guys, backtrack to the Cinco today. You were talking about dogs versus...
Okay. Cats, yeah.
Yeah.
Dog!
No, that's you were talking about dog versus Francesa.
Oh, bad dog.
And you said sometimes I want solo doggy.
Now I get it. I did say that. That is true.
Yes, I haven't stopped laughing.
Well, let's see if Lou Gower was smart enough to clip it. I don't know. That's up to him.
Yeah, well, that wasn't why I called, because that happened while I was on hold.
Gotcha.
The reason I called is you haven't played the entire song, but it sounds like your wife's description is better. I speak Spanish too, in a few of the lines that I heard. It's more like him wanting to cast away the bad, and he's almost like a prayer asking God for the good, for health, for stuff like that.
Greg,
I haven't heard the whole song.
No, and here's the problem. So my wife hears the song. We're talking about the OMG song by Jose Iglesias, and I asked her this morning, hey, listen to it when it came out. What does it even mean? And she speaks Spanish, and she was even saying, look, it's tough to hear. It's a song. Like,
right.
You don't always hear lyrics very, very clear. And she said, it really sounds like he's talking about casting away the negativity. And my response was, well, that sounds just about right, especially with everything the Mets are doing. I think that there are people listening who are thinking about things a little differently than my wife and want it to be about slapping that ass. I'd probably say there were more days I wanted solo doggy. So that was it. Okay. Glad that you all could have your laugh.
I didn't even pick up on that.
I still don't really understand it, but that's okay.
I don't know how you would do that solo. That's more like
I still don't understand the joke, but okay. I think I do understand the joke.
Doggy style?
Either way. Oh, thank you, Tiggy. Dog. What are we talking about again? Oh, the song lyrics. I think people want it to be about the ass. Yeah, I think that's what it is. And I think the truth is, like, I trust my wife. It's probably about casting away the negativity, or maybe it's about both. Huh? Maybe it's about casting away the negativity and also slapping the posterior.
Right. Can we get a translation?
Can we play this song one more time? We have a very, we're very popular with the Spanish-speaking audience, so yes. People who are listening who speak Spanish,
please tell us,
can at least hear it and formulate their own opinion.
All right, I'm going to shut up.
Oh, my God. Todo lo malo echa.
I know Spanish. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I do speak Spanish.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear a lot of Spanish in my house, so I've picked up on a lot.
Uh-huh.
I'm with my wife. It's casting away the negativity. I don't know where you guys get this perverse ass from. Like, where'd that come from?
Sean said it.
The song is very cheeky. That's all I'll say.
No, where'd you get it from? Did you get it from just some hornball who told you that?
Nah,
Tiki is like very confused right now because he wants it to be about that.
Yes.
And if it's not,
that means I like it.
I figured we'd have fun tonight. I've made that up for the last 3 hours. So.
Pictures of your booty.
You made the whole thing up?
I was going to reveal that at 6 o'clock, yeah. Uh-huh.
But I still think that they do that. Well, hold on a second. When you first saw, I don't know if it was Harrison Bader, whoever was the first one to do the celebration with this slapping the air, I took that as slapping the booty.
But that's a different question, okay? So the
it's a correlation to the song.
But
which is why I said that.
But Lugie and Sean, very disrespectful to the audience and myself, who speak Spanish. I speak Spanish.
No, well, you don't.
Clearly you didn't, because you would have immediately rebutted me and told me I was wrong.
I wasn't listening to it that carefully. My wife was. And so now that I'm listening to it carefully, you can hear him say, Castro, I don't need the negativity.
Plus, I couldn't reveal. Tiki was so happy that that's what the song was about.
But now you've changed.
It just made me like it.
Exactly.
So now what do you like it.
Really? That's it? Now you don't like it?
Yeah, you're paid to cast away negativity.
But he made a song about it.
Okay. Just be good.
Do you like the song?
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't know, because I don't understand it.
How many songs do we even understand? We just like the song. Like, do we really sit around analyzing what a song is about? We never do that.
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yes.
That's how you determine if you like music?
It determines if I'm going to listen to it.
Who's that guy that you really like that you turned Sean on?
Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims is good, man.
So it's all about what he's saying in his songs?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Have you ever gotten in trouble at home because your wife heard a new song that something she correlated, like she would hate you for from 2 years ago? I get that a lot.
What?
Like, I don't care about lyrics. My wife will be like, you know, listen, and make her like.
I care about lyrics.
Oh, but it'll like make her be like, you know, I heard the song today. It reminded me of you in 2017. What scummy you were.
No. Do we know if Jose Iglesias is married at all or has a girlfriend?
What does that have to do with
this? Possibly wrote the song about Mrs. Met, and then the Mrs. heard and he went, oh, honey, it's swatting away my problems. It might have a double meaning.
No, it doesn't have a double meaning. And you are just so desperate to have it be about something you want it to be about. Same with Tiki. Mm. It's not true. It's about swatting away the negativity. And that's fine. By the way, that's a good song.
Hold on a second. Earlier in the day, Met fans around here were polled.
It's less fun. It's less viral. The video's not going to be as
me,
good.
Me, Pete Hoffman, the producer of the Rico, Big Zoo, all three Met fans, we all thought it was slapping the booty. That's three of us that thought so. We're 3-0 there.
Well, you know, that's just you being jackasses. The song itself is about swatting away negativity. So let's hold the phone on the celebrations, right? So the song itself is about swatting away negativity. That's what my wife heard. That's clearly what I'm hearing. That's what everybody's hearing. So now, when you then ask a follow-up question, hey, by the way, unrelated but maybe related, when the Mets do the swat away celebration, what does that have to do with? Logic's going to tell you it's related to the song since the Mets have embraced the song, which just means that your theory, while a fun theory, is just not true. It's about swatting away the negativity. And I got no problem with that. And quite frankly, you hornballs, this is all about winning.
Oh, really?
So who cares what it's about?
I'm the hornball.
I'd probably say there were more days I wanted solo doggy. I'm not you guys going to hold this against me now. I mean, there were Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. where I wanted the solo doggy. I mean, that's just, that was him. And then when he didn't want to work, I would do the show. That's how it all started. So when there was no solo doggy, it would just be solo me. And I would do the show from 10 to 1.
Oh, my God.
What? That's the origin of the Saturday show. Just giving you a little history lesson.